Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey, BTN News listeners, welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 11th of September, 2020. Got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Xbox Series X, yeah! It's coming November 10th. Yeah, Microsoft's finally giving us all those details on the Xbox Series X, and all you gotta do is set aside $499. Yes, that's apparently what it's gonna cost. Now, we did see this kind of coming. There was a whole bunch of leaks earlier this week, but now we got all the details packed together. Now, of course, there's the Xbox Series X for $499, and there's also the Xbox Series S, which is $299 if you're on a little tighter budget. Now, the sweet thing to hear from Microsoft, no matter what console you'll be getting, you're also going to have access to EA Access for free as part of Game Pass. Now to get you access to 60 EA titles like Mass Effect and even Battlefield. While it's nice to see some new consoles coming, this announcement has a lot more to do with Game Pass. All in all, definitely a lot of sweet things coming for gamers here in just a couple of months, so we got a little time to save a little moolah between now and November 10th. Facebook's going back old style. How old? Well, basically what Facebook was before Facebook was, well, Facebook. Yep, 16 years later, they're doing it all again. Now, how this will work is campus profiles will actually be kept separate from students' regular Facebook accounts. And Facebook Campus will offer features like college-focused news feeds and directories and other offerings, probably dependent on what school will provide what. Of course, to have access to all of this, you'll have to register, and then once you're enrolled, whatever is your college-specific will actually show up in your news feed. And from there, you can find other students, sort by class and major, yay, so you get the idea. Now, Facebook Campus won't have any public groups or events, meaning that this content can't be accessed by regular Facebook members elsewhere. The Apple One service. We've been hearing about it for a little while now. Rumors, of course. You know, where you can combine all of Apple services into one nice, nifty little payment for you. Well, up until now, we weren't really sure if we were going to be seeing it or not, but Android code sure says we're going to be. According to the folks over at 9to5 Google, there's a little bit of code in Android's version of Apple Music that actually mentions the rumored bundle company services. Now, how 9to5 Google got down to the nitty-gritty with this is they actually looked deep within the APK, and that's where they found all this code lingering. And being the fact, too, that we've got an Apple event coming up pretty soon, wouldn't be surprising at all if we'll be seeing this bundle unveiled very soon. And finally, hey, you got some moon rocks just laying around the house somewhere? No, me neither. But maybe you know somebody, or maybe you do. If you do, first and foremost, how the hell did you get those? Cool. Secondly, if you don't want them anymore, NASA wants them. Yep, NASA's officially in the marketplace for some moon rocks. They're actually willing to pay you some moolah to get them. NASA on their webpage put up a call for proposals from companies asking, hey, can we have some of those rocks if you don't have any use for them anymore? Now, of course, you ain't gonna be able to just send them any old rock. Nah, NASA's gonna make sure first and foremost that they are in fact a moon rock. Then they're gonna evaluate it and see what it's exactly worth. Now, personally, I don't know how you grade a moon rock. You know, is it near mint, mint condition, you know, very good condition? But I guess NASA would know all about that. So if you got some moon rocks just taking up some space, you might want to give NASA a call. Especially if your significant other has been at you, would you get rid of those damn rocks you have in the garage? Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts over there. You can also support the new show over there as well, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. This show does not exist without your donations each and every month. So if you love what we do here at the new show, for as little as $5 a month, you can help keep the new show on the air. Find us on Twitter and give us a follow over there at British Tech. Give us a like on Facebook too at British Tech Network. And come join our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend. We, however, though, will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend ahead, and thank you, as always, for listening.